Nee, sehr gerne. Versorge. Wir da mit Alef. Und wir haben auch mal 10 Lines abnehmen. Da haben wir auch mal überlassen. Schädigung. Schädigung zu Mixosa. Wir in München Mixosa wie im Schädigung. Hier wird talking about a Schädigung of a human being. Right? Human being. That Schädigung left partially on the first day, on Sunday, let's say, and partially on Monday. And the Schädigung is which day you start to count, you made Tumah entire. Quick recap. I know we're all holding it, so it's not a problem. But there's 14 or 7 or 14 days of Tumah. When a boy is born, you have to count 7 days of Tumah. And if a girl is born, 14 days of Tumah. And there's 33 or 66, you may tire. If a boy is born after the end of the 7 days, another 33 days of tire. And if a girl is born after 14 days of Tumah, you have to wait another six, you have another 66 days of Tumah. At the end of day 40, or day 80, the woman brings a korban, and she can now eat kodesh. So the question is, when do you start counting? When's the clock start? So you have this shiddah that comes out. So we don't know if it's a boy or a girl. So, but do we start counting from day one or day two? Do we say, so obviously we're going to have to keep 14 days of Tumah because it might have been a girl. But do we say that it's 14 days start on the Sunday, which is the first day it starts coming out? In which case, in 2 weeks' time, on Sunday, she can already start being tohu. She sees dam, she'll be tohu. Or do you say no, that she has to wait till Monday to start the clock going? So the Gemara says that Ula said, you start from day one. When you're nomination, start from day one. Omri Rava said, why on earth? Should you start from day one? Madatcha, what was your svara? Lechumen. Obviously, because you're going lechumah. What do you mean? That you the woman touched truma, let's say, on Sunday. So you have to take on that she's tummy ready, and that truma is going to be tummy. Can't say to wait till Monday, because maybe she's ready tummy from day one. So you're going lechumah. That's a chumah, the day kula. By starting day one, you're causing a kula to happen afterwards. Why? What kula is going to be? So, well, how's there going to be a kula if you start on day one? How's there going to be a kula?
Because then she ends the day too early, possibly. And so she touched something on day 15.
Right, on day 15, she touched something day 15. She's now going to be, she touched something day 15. She's going to be thinking she's tired, remember, met she's Tommy. Gentlemen that just joined now, we are holding on Daf Yud Aleph from Aleph. A few lines up from the end of the Omud. We're saying that if a person of Shiloh came out on the first day, then you start counting already from day one. Rava said you can't start counting from day one. It's going to have a chumah dos day kule. The commentaries not mirishin. You'll be saying that she toy from day one. Elamar Rava lochush. You have to be worried that maybe tumah came, maybe. The baby was already born on day one, and therefore you start being concerned about tumah on day one. But mimnia, but the actual counting of day one, day two, you have to start from the second day. Elul only from the second day. Why should that be? Because it could be that the baby was only born on the second day, and therefore all they made tumah b'tayir start from the second day. That's the Gemara so far. So now that's what Ula and Rava taught us. Ula taught us.
I think the difference that Rava doesn't say count on the first day that they had, actually they had a chash on the 15th. He says that like the counting starts in the second day. Does it make a
Right.
difference?
It doesn't really make a difference apart from that you're going to be going a bit. If you're saying we're counting on the first day, we're always going to be counting another day. So when we get to day 14, we're really only counting. We have to add another day. And then you get to day 80, where we have to add another day. Much easier to start the clock from the second day. And then you go through from one to 80.
Who was counting only 14 days?
That's what Ola started saying. Yeah. 14 and then 30 and then whatever to
As
make
much
up to
as my
40.
what how many days you count? Oh.
Right. And then Robert told him back. And it does sounded from Russia that Ola was masking to that. That means Ula in the end of the day, together with Rava, Ula Rava, together in Machadish Das, and when a Vlad comes, a Shilia comes out, you have to be a Choshesh that maybe there's a Vlad in that little bit that came out. That was the chiddush which Ula told. Ula started off saying as if it's definite, and Rabbi said no, no, can't say it's definite. Of but Rizevi taught us that there is that concern there. To which the Gemara asks, we don't need Ula or Rabbi to teach us that. Mike Mashalon, what's the chiddush? He mixes shadi b'loy blad, that you, every time a little bit of the shadi comes out, there's always a concern for part of the blood to be there. Tanina, that we know already. And that's what we're now going to bring right from a Mishnah in Chulin. That means, Rava, Ula Rava, see Rashi calls it Ula, but Ula and Rava taught us that we have to be choishesh for a vlad that came out on day one. Atkali Kafi had Truma that was Toy, and the Cheskis Tayyar, we're going to now give it a status of Truma Tumeya. Why? Because the mixer shilio came out. Part of the shilio came out. Needs havana. If only part of the shilio came out, maybe only part of the child came out. If part of the child came out, you know, she hasn't given birth yet, and the truma should still be toy. So why are we so choishes to be matam of the truma? So it has to be that every time a shilio comes out, there's always a concern that part of the child came out. And therefore, it makes sense that we're going to extend that concern to say, yeah, maybe the majority of the child came out. But if it could be that nothing came out when the shilu came out, that none of the child came out, then to jump from none to most of the kids is too much of a jump. That's too much of a jump. So if you're going to tell me we have to be cautious for most of the kids came out, it has to be that it's a given. Take it for granted, then every time a shilu comes out, at least some of the blood's there. Right? That's clear. So it says the Gemara that we know, because it says a Mishnah elsewhere in Chulin, shilu sheyotza miksoso. If a shilu, this is now moving on to an animal's shilu, they're left partially. Asura achila, you can't eat any of that shilu. Even though, what's the halacha? You shech the mother. The halacha is you shech the mother. Whatever's inside the mother, you can eat. So why is this shilya that's remaining inside the mother? Why should it be offered to eat? It was shech. The mother was shechted. And it should patter, it should permit you to eat the shilya that's remaining inside the mother cow. So what's the pshat in this mishnah? And the pshat is, because since we have to be concerned that when this shilya partially left, the vlad was in this shilya, in the part that left, the vlad, well, obviously dissolved blood, but that vlad was all, or majority of it, was in the part that left, so therefore it's considered it's given birth. So now this shilya, which contains the vlad, has already been a child that's given birth, it's already been born, the child's been born. And therefore, if you shech the mother, shkita of the mother is not going to help for a shkita of a child that's born. Shechting the mother doesn't help for a child that's born. So therefore, if we're going to say you don't have to eat any of the shilya, it must be because we're concerned that the shilya, that the baby was born already. Right? The shilya came out from the mother, only partially. From now on already, the shkita of the mother won't help for the shilya of the blood. Why?
For the rest of the
shilu. The rest of the shilu. The shilu that's inside the mother. Shkita of the mother won't help for the shilu that's inside the mother. Why not? Answer is because we're worried, we're concerned that maybe the baby's been born already. How could the baby be born? Only a little bit. Yes, we're worried that in that little bit, the baby was already born. And if the baby was born, then the entire shilu, which contains pieces of this baby, is forbidden to be eaten.
We're concerned that the majority of the blood is in the outside.
Right. The majority of the blood's in the little bit they left. And therefore, when you shech the mother, the shechit of the mother won't help for the blood because it's been born already. So where is the blood? The blood's dotted around inside this shilya. So you can't eat any of the shilya because even the part that's inside is the shilya of a born animal. And the shechit of the mother doesn't patter a born animal. Right?
Discussion
of the shilu going out, coming back in. That's afterwards, yeah. It's going to be a Gemara. Yeah. So the Gemara says, so we don't need a chiddush of Ula Rava. We don't need Rava's chiddush. What was Urus Chiddush? That if a Shilya comes out, even partially, of a human being, the Shilya of a human being that comes out, partially you have to be concerned that the baby was already born. That there was a baby inside the part that went out. But we see that from the Mishnah. The Mishnah says you can't eat any of the Shilya that remained inside the mother cow because we're concerned that the baby was already born. In that it's a bit the left. So Rava's Chiddush, Rava Ula, Ula's Rava, whatever you want to call him, is Seder at the end, the Mishnah in Chulim. Okay, that was the Kash. But the Mishnah said, Tanina, three lines up in the end of Omer, Shilya, Sheyotza, Miksosa. A Shilya, Sheyotza, Miksosa. The part of it left, the mother cow, and so Vachili, you can't eat that Shilya anymore. Why? Meaning you can't eat it with the Shechita of the mother, you won't be able to eat it. Why? Simen blood be isha, simen blood be behemoth. The same simen that the blood by isha is also by behemoth. Meaning, a little bit that leaves is already a sign that maybe the baby was born. So you can't eat the blood, you can't eat the shilya. And who did? Obviously, if it be a woman, should be tummy ready because maybe there's a baby there. That was the kasha of the gemara. We're all following it. Yeah, and you're on Tumi Bataye. Yeah, on the screen, on the computer, you're all following it, or on the phone, whatever you're holding.
Yeah, thank you.
Excellent. Major Peretz, you're with us. Very good. So that was the kasha of the Gemara. So we're going to see the answer in a minute, but I want to, before we turn over, I want to see Rashi on this side so far. Says Rashi, Shilya Shiyotzeso. See, where is second last narrow line? Sure, you have it? Second last narrow line, Shilya Shiyotzeso. The Kaimelon. If we pass, can a Mapeles Shilya, somebody who miscarries and gives birth to some type of Shilya, so you don't see any baby, but you still have to be Choshesh that there's a baby that dissolved. You Shevet Solo, Oleo, you made Tumo, we made Tayyid. And she has to sit the duration of the time of Tumah and Tayyar, meaning obviously she doesn't have to sit then, but it means she has to observe. She has to observe, you mean Tumah and Tayyar. She ain't Shilya below blood that we take on. If there's a Shilya, there was a blood. Where is the blood? We don't see it. And Shinya Mayach, we say it dissolved. Meaning, in law, you start counting from day one. The Miyoy Mishayin Tumayah. From day one, she is Tommy. Even if it was a Leda Yavishta. What does that mean? Leda Yavishta. A dry birth. What does dry birth mean?
No blood.
No blood. And if there's blood, she's going to be Tommy for 7 days at least, because you mean Thomas Nizer. But there was no blood. The Chomer. So Ula said, so Rava said to Ula, obviously you're just ruling that Lachuma. The Mitamim Tyris Shanoga Berishoy, you are now saying that all the Tyris that she touched on day one are going to be Tommy. Mishah Tzitzias Shilya, from the time that the Shilya left her. I mean, part of the Shilya left her. The commentaries thought, so he said, but it's going to be a Kula. The commentaries not Berishoy, she's now going to start observing the Mitaya. From day one, meaning for counting based on day one, so count 14 days of Nekeva im Yom Rishon, including that first day that she saw the Shilya coming out. And the blood she'll see on the 15th day, which means 2 Sundays later, Tohoyin, she'll treat as Tohoy blood. That's a kula. Tiavis monya misheni. If she would have counted only from day two, loy chayle you may tire. The days of tire will only kick in ad lemocha, only from the second day, only from Monday. Zelamai avadas not chesheshes etome tayes shetigeberish. We are concerned that maybe the tayes that she touched are Tommy. Those days she touched on the first day are Tommy. But Mimne, Loy Mimnia, Shwaim, Dinakeva, the 2 weeks, only starts Elo Misheni only from the second day. Okay, now look at this Rashi, and that's why I'm calling it Ulu Rova. Maike Masvelon, what's the word Rashi? Maike Masvelon. Ula. Doma. Cheshes. Ula didn't say Cheshes. Ula said, she's Tome, Moinin lo Minarishi. But Robert's saying, about this, what Ula meant. There's no way Ula could have said anything otherwise. So Rashi's putting that all in. But Ula's then. Robert was arguing with Ula. Robert was explaining, perhaps. Or maybe Ula, of course, agrees to what Robert says. Just Ula didn't speak it out. But Vada Ula wasn't saying it's definitely born on day one. Vada Elamai means Chesheshes. So Rashi writes, that's what it is.
But he says you count the first day.
Right. It can't mean that you count.
But he won it at 15th day as a...
I mean, when he said you count for the first day, it never meant that you count for the first day. It means already for the first day, you have to treat it as if you started counting. Already for the first day, you have to treat it as if you started counting. About the counting will have to be both in Safirak on the next day. On the first day, already start count. Start, you have to observe the first day as if it was the first day of counting.
By itself would be very dangerous then.
It would be said, count. Right. Yeah, that's why Rava jumped on him, right? And said, no, Avada can't be. But I'm just saying from Rashi here, you see, that wasn't that Ula missed the boat. Rather, Ula meant what Rava's saying.
Without Rashi, you would read this tomorrow as being a machlokis.
Right. It'd be an impossible machlokis. It'd be just an impossible thing for Ula to have said. You count from day one. It was definitely born on day one. A little bit came out, definitely born. Avada not. Yeah, so anyway, that, we have a Rashi. Rashi says that Avada wasn't like Ula missed the boat. Maybe Rava misunderstood what Ula meant, or maybe Rava's just clarifying what Ula said, but that's what Ula meant. Right? Mike Mashon, Ula de Oma Choy Sheshes. Because if Ula was telling you it's Avada, then Ula was telling you it's Mori de Kachidish. Avada's not what Ula's saying.
It says Amrali Rava instead of Rava Amrali.
No, no, Amari is definitely speaking to each other.
Right, I'm saying that Rava comes, the name Rava comes down to Amari to make it like more of an explanation.
It means more of an interaction. Yeah, that's true. But Amari, Rava was speaking to earlier, was telling Ula, what are you saying? And it might say, okay, we see from Rashi at least that in the end of the day, that is what Ula meant. Right? That it's not possible that in part of the shelly comes out, there won't be part of the blood. Since it can be part of it, therefore he was concerned. Therefore, he's worried that most of the michui, the michui of blood, baby sauce.
Just right.
Right, whatever. That's how you call it. And then they have what's apple? Some apple sauce in the fridge, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Michui tapuach or something like that. So anyway. No Rosh Tavis. Who's talking about Meshumachi? Meshumachi. Therefore, because of that, Hashesh, as he was concerned, Shemaroi Michui Havlad, most of this dissolved baby, Yotso Miyosoi Mixas, went out inside this shilio. Omchinofak, Roiv, and once Roiv left, Avaneki Olud, it's therefore considered born, and therefore Tumavatai kicks in. Kedamina Masech is Nida, like we learned then, Nida Yotzo Mechutech, Oy Mesuris, if the child went out, cut up, or broken up, Achi Yotzo, Ruboy, until the majority of it went, is going to be it's Tori Ad Shiotu until the majority went out. So says Rashi now, Mimna Vaday Lo Minya Merisha. You certainly don't count from day one, this Shem Oloy Nofak Rubo, because perhaps the majority didn't need Ad Shani until the second day. The Yesh makes the Shilio Blay. Oh, there we are. That's what Rashi said. So then, you definitely don't count till day two, but the chiddush is they're ready to the chash of blood on day one. Says Rashi, if it's possible, there should be mixed as shilia beloiv lav, if it's possible to have a part of a shilia without having a kid at all there, it's possible there won't be any kid in that little bit of a shilia. Loi ava chayshinon letami tayis. Then Ula, Rava, wouldn't have been choshesh to be metame the tayis. Why? Teku lehai loi chayshinon. That much, that far, we don't go. The name of tree chum, we'd say two chumes. Dilmenovka, Veroivnovka. Maybe some of it left, and only maybe some left. Maybe Roiv left. That's
why is that
too much
of a chumras?
Huh?
Why is that called two chumras? Why don't we just say maybe Rav came out? It's all
it's too much of a jump. I don't know Bechlal any left. So what's your first thing? Well, maybe some left. Well, yeah, not only maybe some left, maybe all of it left. You don't know Bechlal any of it left. So why should you jump so far? Yes, once out of some, so that's just a jump from some to most. Okay, that you can do. So this is now Rashi bringing the Mishnah now. Chulin Shilo Shel Behema. We moved on to Behema. Sheyotzos Miksosot. Some of it left. Kodim Shkitzos Behema. Asura Kulo. The entire Shil is also. Even though I don't see any Vlad in this Shilya. Why? Because if there's a Shilya, there's a Vlad. What does that mean? Since the Shilya is a sign of a baby, baby doesn't make a difference if it's a Shilya of an Isha or Shilya of a Behima. It's not possible to be have a shilya that there won't be a baby there. So where is the baby? It dissolved. But there's definitely a baby in the shilya. We're concerned. Shema. Perhaps in that little bit that went out before the shita, maybe perhaps in that little bit Oyeruba, there was a majority of the blood. Oyeruba Shiruba, the majority of the fetus. And we bask in Yotzeruboy. If the majority left, Isaac Yolud. It's as if it's born already. And if it's born, you need to beshkit the aim. Halacha is a born animal is not nita with the shkit of the aim. The shkit of the mother doesn't help for it. So I've got here a baby that was born, and the shkit of the mother doesn't help for it, so I can't eat this baby without shkita. And you can't check this baby, why not?
That's fine.
Dissolved. There's nothing to check, right? So either you're left with dissolved liquid that's non-checkable. Therefore, this kid is forbidden. Not just the part that left, but the entire shit is forbidden because anyway, it might be this elusive baby.
If we knew that the vlad came out, but the shilyo remained inside, that would be tahor. That would be mutter to eat. Or is it all
His question is, what happens if the vlad leaves the baby? The baby was born and he left behind the sack. And then he shacked at the mother. Would he be able to eat the sack? I think you probably could. Yeah, the baby not, but then you can. The sack was just a piece of meat that was left inside. Right. Here the concern is that anywhere in this sack is like droplets of the baby, so you can't eat it. Yeah. I think, Reuven, before you do this, ask a shayla. Yeah, file off a maisa. Okay, and anyone who's on listening to this share at a later date in Toshi and Paddy Tess, please ask a shayla before you eat it.
And take our pass on the shulia.
All right, okay. I don't know the delicacy, but I know they keep it because of. It's meant to be good for fighting diseases.
They use it for shampoo.
Oh,
they
use yeah.
It for, no, I think they use no, it, for, they use it for... My kids were born in England, and it's there, the bank of the... They used to keep the shilios for... Okay, anyway, back to where... That's really nothing to do with halacha maisa here. So back to where we're holding. So the question was, what's the question? How could Ula come and tell us a chiddush? We know it's ready from a Mishnah. The Mishnah said you can't eat it. Again, if Ola was saying that it's definitely on day one, then you don't see that from the Mishnah. But since Ola wasn't telling us that, Ola was telling us three sheshes. So what was Ola telling us? We know that from the Mishnah. So says the Gemara, Im Masnisin, last line of the Gemara, of the Amud, fourth last word, Im Masnisin, if you would have had just that Mishnah, the Mishnah Chulin about the Behemoth, Haba, I mean, I would have thought that you know the Yesh Mixer Shilya Bloy Blood. It's not true. It's no reason to assume that in a little bit of a Shilya, there's definitely part of the blood there. There could be there isn't. And therefore, if there isn't, you wouldn't make this jump to say that if a little bit went out, the entire baby's there, or majority of the baby's there. Because it could be that in a little bit of Shilya, there's no blood. So you would never know the din of Ola. So what's Shan the Mishnah? Why did the Mishnah say you can't eat any of the Shilya? That's for a different reason. That's Gzeri Miktsosa Otto Kulem. That's because we make Gzeri of Miksas Otto Kulo. We're concerned that maybe the entire Shilya left and went back in. And the person who shechs the animal will see the blood's inside. They'll see the blood and the Shilya's inside and will eat the Shilya. And he's wrong, because since the entire Shilya left, therefore, it's already born. And even if it now goes back in the mother, a born animal is not going to be nita on the day the sheet of the mother.
That's considered born, but it was out already?
Yep, entirely out. So if a person, if halach would be, if part of the Shilya comes out, a person can eat the remaining part, that is permitted. A person will think, it doesn't matter if a shilya goes out. And even if it entirely goes out and goes back in, a person will say, it's okay, it doesn't matter, you can eat it. As long as it's inside the animal at the time of shkita, it's okay. Of that, you see the other guy, part of the shilya left, and you allow him to eat the remaining part that was inside. Not only that, you'd even allow him to eat the part that left, because there wasn't any birth. There's no reason to say in birth. So if the part that left goes back inside, and chef the mother, you'd be able to eat the entire shilya. So a person would say, okay, if I can eat the part that left and went back inside, so I can eat, even if it entirely leaves and go back inside, I could do that. And it's not true, because if entirely left, it's born.
What about if the part that left? Is that still considered in the veil, that part that left?
Well, if a part left and went back in, and nothing was born, so it should be okay. It's not an animal, it's a shilya, it's just a piece of meat. And there's no baby inside that meat, in that little bit of meat. There's no reason to assume that any baby was there. So it's just a piece of meat. Piece of meat goes back inside the mother. You share the mother, everything would be great. Right? Should be. Right? So a person will say the same would be even if entirely leaves. And therefore we made the exam say, no. If anything leaves, the entire thing's forbidden. And that's a pshat in the Mishnah in Chulin. So we don't have any raya that a baby was born if a little bit leaves. So going into Tumah Vatayeh, if a little bit leaves, there's no reason to be matame, there's truma. There's no concern of a baby, because there could be a little bit of shilya going out without any baby, certainly not all the baby. And therefore, there's no reason for Tumah Vatayeh. And the gzeira which we made to make a gzeira by behema, that's not applicable by a person. By behema, there's a concern that part of it that they'll leave and go back in, and people think that you can eat it. But by a person, since once the baby's born, we know we're counting day one from there, so we know that if a baby born, there's going to be Tumah Vatayeh. So since only a little bit left, there's no reason to be concerned for a baby. So day one's going to be Tumah. That's what the Gemara was saying. So therefore, Ola was teaching us a Chiddush. What's Ola's Chiddush?
There's for sure blood.
Ein mixas shilya b'loy blood. That's Ola's Chiddush. Ein mixas shilya b'loy blood. The Mishnah in Chulin doesn't teach us that. No stomach there. You have to be concerned that maybe all of it left and all of it went back in. Not applicable by a person. So therefore, Ola tells you have to count from day one already. Is because A makes the shilya below blood.
Is that the cool living in the series about that? It could come out all the way and come back in?
Yeah.
It's an animal?
Piece of meat, why not? You can put it back in. Just shove it back in, what's the difference? And then chef the mother. It's hanging there now. an empirical cord wherever, right?
You so push it back in.
Push it back in.
Then shut it.
And then shut the animal, and you've got an extra piece of steak. Yum. Okay, Yesh makes a shiny of a low blood. He does see what the situation was in those days, how people didn't waste so much. Yesh makes a shiny of a low blood. Says Rashi at the top of the Amud. Rashi, top of the Amud, yeah? Why did we answer it? If Yesh makes the shiri b'lei blad, why did we answer it? Why did we forbid you to eat the shiryo? Gzeir makes also otukulam. So gzeir, partial leaving, otu, all of it even. I think Tony simen blad. Now we have a question. The loss of the mishnah was simen blad b'isho, simen blad b'beimo. What do we mean by that? He said, Shelio Yoksim Exalso, the social mission. Shelio Shioksim Exalso, Asur Achille. Simen Vlad Beisho, Simen Vlad Bemeno. Sounds like Shelio Shioksim Exalso is a Simen Vlad. We're saying not like that. We're saying Shelio Yoksim Exalso is not Simen Vlad. So what do those words mean? Says Rashi, the Heidik Tony Simen Vlad, Lav Am Exalso, because it's not referring to where it left partially. Hello, Hokika Omar. This is what I meant. Asur ba'achile. You can't eat this shilya, gizeya, otu. It's a gizeya because of the nafka kula. The situation where it entirely left. But also the meme and a person will say, ain't can blood. Vimchoz alifnim. And if it goes back in, tishtri b'shchit se'im. And they'll become mutter with the shchit of the mother. Okay, in a veila, and I'll be eating in a veila. Why is it in a veila? Because really, the shechita doesn't work for it. Taivadai, if the entire baby was born, if the entire shechita came out, it's vadai simen blood bisho. It's definitely a simen of a blood. Entire shechita is definitely a simen of a blood. Avul gabi isho, but by an isho, there's no mocking for the gzeir. Why should we be concerned for partial leaving? There we don't make an exer. There's no reason to make exer because of, well, people might think that if it goes tightly out, it would be tohoi. We see the mechinofik blood b'sheni. Once the blood goes out on the second day, matminolo, we were metame. So you can see clearly if the entire blood leaves, she's going to become Tommy. So if the entire Shilia leaves, she knows she's Tommy. Why? When she comes to ask the Shaila, she'll ask the rabbi, listen, the Shilia came out partially on day one and fully on day two. What will the rabbi tell her? Before Ula came along, what will the rabbi tell her? I touched Truma on Sunday and on Monday. So what's the din?
Monday is Tommy
and Sunday is one. No. What will she think? Why am I tolling day two? Because definitely if the whole shilya comes out, it's a vlad. And why am I tolling day one? Because there's no reason to be concerned of a vlad. So there's no mocking for any...
Wouldn't it be the majority of the men on the first day?
No, because since Yesh makes the Eng makes the shilya, since Yesh makes the shilya blue blood, since it's possible that in a little bit of a shilya, there's no part of a vlad, so there's no reason to make Xeria or to rave. It's too far, too much of a jump. This is all before Ola. Before Ola. It's too much of a jump. So if she asks the rabbi, and the rabbi says, day one Torah, day two Tomei, she'll understand it. They'll never make a mistake thinking that the whole blood comes out, she'll be Torah. There's no mocking for that. It's only by Shechita where there's such a concern, because it can go back in, and Bemet will be Torah.
But if you knew where the majority would have been, then right.
We're talking about dissolved, yeah. So therefore, that's the chizuk ule. K'mashon ule, k'mashon that yesh makes us, sorry, that ein makes the shilya below your blood. Every part of the shilya, you have to be concerned that there's part of the blood there, at least. And therefore, it says, if you have to be concerned for part, and I'm thinking a little bit further to say, you have to be worried that maybe that part was not just part, but actually the majority of the blood. Adkan sugya of Tuma Bataya. Next sugya. Ve'omola, second line in Daf Yud Aleph from the base. Ve'omola, Omer Belozo. Another thing. Bechoy shenita v'soich lamed yoy. Bechoy that became trefa. Oops. V'choyshe nitraf, v'choy, that was nitraf. What does nitraf mean?
Torn apart.
That's a Rashi lens. Yeah, torn apart. Tosis lens. Treva, right. So v'choyshe nitraf. Mezeich lama James. Let's go with Rashi first. Rashi says it means it was torn apart, it died, got killed within 30 days. Ein poydin oisay. Chiddush, chiddush v'olad. No chiyuv to do pidin abim. It's not just a chiddush of Ule, it's actually found in some type of brace. The Rami Chomer said over. The pasuk says, "Podo yisifte." You surely have to be poydo all your vlodos. You would have thought maybe even if it became a treifa within 30 days, tamad loyma ach kolok. There's a pasuk to say no, that if it got, I'll go with Rashi again, if it got killed within 30 days, there's no chiyuv pidyon haben. So what was the havamina that you have to do pidyon haben if it got killed within 30 days? What's the havamina? Says Rashi, b'choy shenitraf, b'choy odom sheneag, b'seich lamed yoyim, b'choy odom, that got killed within 30 days. So why does Rashi use it? Why does the Gemara use the loss of nitraf if it means it got killed? Nitraf sounds a funny word for getting killed. Why did the Gemara use that expression? Because we're looking for a case of an animal that died for unnatural causes, right? So the classic non-natural cause is they got killed by a wolf, right? That's why it says nitraf. Ein poydin oisay, you don't, you're not poydin. Ein tzorch of doisay, what's Rashi adding? Ein poydin oisay, ein tzorch of doisay, what's Rashi saying?
Because if it would have lived the 30 days.
Yeah, that Rashi's going to say soon. But what's Rashi adding in these first three? What's Rashi in these three words saying different to what the Gemara is saying? Ein poydin oisay. Ain't so if sounds the same thing. What's Rashi?
You can if you want to.
Oh, not that you can, but the words ain't pregnant, the loss of the Gemara ain't pregnant, sounds like it's also ain't pregnant, it mustn't be pregnant. That's the loss of ain. Says Rashi, that's not what it means. It means there's no need to, because there's no chiv. There's no issa to, if you want to give a present, but there's no need to. There's no chiv. Ain't so if so now Rashi speaks out. It makes me atzmo if it died naturally. You don't need to tell it to us. Why doxi? Because the pasuk says, the only poida from day 30. So you would know, poshut, there's no chiyupidya ben before day 30. Aval hashta itzrich lashmina, but now you do need to teach it to us. Why? Teloy Aminon shouldn't say Eloy Iktel had not been killed, have a chai, would have lived longer. And it's not a nefel, and therefore lifer can be prayed. So this Rashi, when reading Rashi first time or second time or third and fourth time, it's very difficult to understand what Rashi's talking about. Rashi says, had it died on natural causes, it's possible there's no chiv, because the pasuk says you only have a chiv from day 30. Now, but here the question is, because it got killed beforehand, so it might have lived to day 30. So what? So what if it might have lived to day 30? But the pasuk says only from day 30. So Rashi, that's how Tosafot helps us to understand Rashi, but Rashi stresses this point that v'loy have a chai v'loy nefel, as Rashi is teaching us a new pshat, in a ftuyot mi ben chidish tifte. The pasuk says of ftuyot mi ben chidish tifte, you only pay there a child that can be a ben chidish. A child that's a ben chidish, that's the type of child that you're paid there. A child that's not an nefel. That's the type of child you're paid. Of doing me ben chodesh tifte, me ben chodesh, that's the one you're paid. So if it dies beforehand, so it wasn't a ben chodesh. The question is, what happens if it got killed? Maybe it is a ben chodesh. It is maybe a ben chodesh because it could have lived maybe a month. We got killed, it got cut short. So that's the chiddush of the pasuk. It tells me not. Ach tells me they don't need to. Pasuk says that Ach comes to tell me that less than the if it, the mitzvah didn't hit day 30, you don't need to. Why don't you need to? So here we have the pshat that Tosfos understood in Rashi. You don't need to because perhaps it is still an effort. We don't know. Maybe it's not Ben Chodesh. Maybe it would have died beforehand. It got killed. But maybe it would have died naturally afterwards. So since perhaps it was an NFL, you don't have a chiyuv of bidin
abin. But this full term, all implications,
that. Right, that's today's discussion. It comes out, come to Rashi. If you would know for sure, 100%, that the baby was not an NFL and it died on day 5, 6, 7, doesn't make a difference when it died, you would have a chiyuv of bidin abin. That's how it should come out from Rashi.
The chiyuv doesn't start on day 3.
The chiyuv starts day 1.
You can't do it.
Practically, we won't know, and the Kohen won't be able to take it from him until day 30, because maybe it won't be an effort. Maybe it'll be an effort. But if I know for sure it won't be an NFL, then there would be a Chiyuv B'dinah Ben already on day 1. Atkarikach, that we thought we had Avimena really, that this child that got killed should have a Chiyuv B'dinah Ben, even though it never got to day 30. Because it could have got to day 30. Mash on the Pasuk, no, that you don't have a chiyuv of bidin abin. Why do you need a pasuk? Why do you need a pasuk? So, first of all, the majority of babies do survive. So maybe there's more of a right to say you should have a chiyuv. So that should maybe is a reason to see why you need a pasuk. You need a pasuk to say not. Normally the cloud is a mitzvah. This is the read in Rashi. Is there a raya from Rashi here that a pidyon ben, for some reason, you wouldn't say a mitzvah or a raya? You've got here a vada chiv to give pidyon ben. Sachini the Kohen can't take it from you. And you come to the Minchas Chinuch Shir last week, Friday night. We gave Shir on this topic. It was a shlomo what we gave Shir ourselves. It seems to be a machlokes about it, whether you say apply the rule of Amitzah Chaveh or Varayah when it comes to halachas of Pidyon Ben. This Rashi maybe is a right that you needed the posuk to pater and you wouldn't have been able to say Amitzah Chaveh or Varayah.
How would you say that here if any Kohen could be the Podeh?
Right. What do you mean? You're kind to give to any Kohen. So suddenly, right. A Kohen can come along and say, pay up. And if you don't want to give it to this Kohen, then the Beis Din will force you to give it to a different Kohen. But there'll definitely be a Chiyuv for you to give it to a Kohen. But the Pasuk is only not.
So the Kohen is not being Motzi Mechavero. The Kohen is being Mochiach that you owe. It's not, it doesn't seem like it's a Motzi Mechavero issue.
Well, you see, that one thing is clear. There is Mefurash Mishnah. If a husband has two wives and they had kids, one of them had never had a kid before and one of them did. So only one of them is chayav pidyon ben, right?
Mm-hmm.
And one had a boy, one had a girl, and they don't know who had what.
Mm-hmm.
The two kids look just like the daddy, not like the mommy at all. So they don't know who had what. So in this case, it's clear he's not chayav to give any pidyon ben. Because Hamitzi Mechaveh Olavaraya, that's a Mishnah. Hamitzi Mechaveh Olavaraya, none of the Kohenim in any of the corner, none of Shifti Kohenim can come along and say, you owe me money. That's clear Mishnah. The Shaila is, if every case is like that, that's a clear Mishnah. A case where you don't know Bechlal, that you had a baby boy who's a Bechor, then there's no Chiyuv Pidyon Ben.
So there is a Motzi Mechaveru idea, but even by Pidyon Ben, even though it's not belonging to a specific kind.
Right. That is 100% Mefurash, not up for discussion. That's a Mishnah in 1 second. Bechoris Memchez Amad Aleph. It's a Mishnah there. Mishnah and Bechoris. That's not for discussion. So the Shaila is about Rashi is there what to play with. Top. Anyway, that was Rashi. Comes on Tosfos. Came up from Rashi, though. The simple understanding of Rashi is that there was a chiyuv really on day one. Just you have to prove that the child is an FL, is not an FL, and you'll never be able to prove that because if you got killed on day 20, you never know if he was an FL or not. Ach b'choy says Taisus b'choy shenitzav seif lamed yer. Taisus is not going to be chedik on this nahalach of Rashi. Pesha kuntu shenera, he got killed. And why? Because the meis me'atzmo, if he died on its own natural causes, you wouldn't need a pasuk lashminon to teach you the ein poedim. Because we know it. Of sivuf tuyov mimen chedish tifte. Aber nera, if you got killed, itzich lashminon, I'm doing it a bit faster because we just saw in Rashi, itzich lashminon, we need the pasuk to tell us, teloy, I mean, we shouldn't say, ilav de'aktil, if he wouldn't have got killed, avachai would still be alive. And it's not an effort. But if you can, therefore you should have to be paid to it. Full stop. That was all the rush. Says Tosis, Mashmak Tzas. It's somewhat apparent from this Rashi. De'im kimlon megave. If we would know for sure, the Kolon Echadoshim, it was not a nefel, it completed its months. V'chai, and it lived. V'chayev leftoisoi. And it will live. Hayachayev leftoisoi would be a chiv to be paid to it from day one. Because if this is not true, the peg is mechor. Omar, it says there, Gabbai paid the benoit to the lamed yoim. Somebody was paid to his son within 30 days. When his achlo hamo is the achaz man, and the money got destroyed, eaten up, used up before day 30. Ein benoit podri. His child's not podri. Why not? Because at the time the chiv pidin kicks in, there's no money. So when the chiyuv pidyon kicked in, there's no money, so it's not going to work. So what's the kash on Rashi?
If it would have been a chayav of day five, then the money was there then.
If it was, no.
So now that, so therefore it should work.
Why?
Because money was there at day five, even though the chiyuv is now at third at day 30.
Yeah,
that's right.
That's what I was waiting for you to say. But yeah, okay. Here we know the child's not an FL because it lived to day 30 and on. So we know the child's not an FL. And when you gave the Pidya Ben, you gave over money. At the time the Pidya Ben was chal, the money was there. It should work. So we've got Ryan that the Chiyav only starts on day 30. That's Thesis Ryan. Professor Ryan. It says in the Gemara that if the money gets eaten up before day 30, he gave pidyon on day 5.
Right.
And the money was eaten up on day before day 30. And the child lived on Meves Mishanov. He has to do another pidyon aben. Why? Because when the chiv kicked in on day 30, the money wasn't there. So the question is, if really the chiv really kicked in on day 1, you just need to know the child's not on FL. Well, here we know the child's not on FL because on day 30, we see the child's still alive. So it turns out on day 1, day 5, when he gave the money, there was a chiyuv, and the money was the chiyuv was chal on that money. So why should there be? He has to do a new pidyon aben. That's the cash on Rashi, a very strong cash. That's one cash on Rashi. Ela vaday. Did I miss that line?
Yeah,
v'amai. V'amai v'agloi milsam afreya. It now revealed retrospectively the lo never know. There wasn't an effort. Ela vaday zeis akosavi. It's exactly a kosov which you learn from this pasuk. Even if it's quite known, and we know and sure about it, that this child is a fully grown child and not nefel. Kolu chadosh means his 9 month of pregnancy was completed, and therefore the child's not a nefel. You still need, Tzorech Lamed Yom, you still need 30 days because the Chiyuv didn't kick in until day 30. That was Tosis's Taina on Rashi. Now do a little skip. A few more caches on Rashi. We're going to Uva'oid about 4 lines up from the end of Tosis. Uva'oid. The B'Sofa came into Rabba. Furthermore, by the Menachos Lamed Zayin in brackets.
Okay.
So,
before that one, it says
the Besoif HaKemi
Tzorava.
You have it?
Yeah.
Sure, you have it?
I'm not sure.
Go to the end of Tosis and count up 5 lines. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yeah.
Void.
Yeah.
That one, yeah?
Okay.
Void, the Besefa came into Rabba, the end of that period came in Ochis. It's Machayim, Gabba Bechoy, Shishu Shtei Roshim. It says there, Bechoy, that's got two heads. It says he has to give 10 Tzloim Lekoyim. And the Gemara asks, how can you have to give 10 Tzloim Lekoyim? The Gemara says, Me Bechoy Shinitraf. We learned just now, a Bechoy that was Nitraf within 30 days, the bottle. You don't need to give any Pidyon HaBen. Fractosis, E Nitraf is Nerag. If Nitraf means it got killed, Hechi Medame Lahochi, how can you compare the two? How can you compare the two? Nitraf is Nitraf, is Nerag is Nerag. Elamai, you see that Nitraf means Nitraf. Void, another question, Dorabel Elamime, Nitraf Elenerag. Ola shouldn't have said Nitraf, you should have said Nerag. Nerag is a better word than Nitraf. And one more question, Void, the Asik Gemara. The Gemara learns from Acholok. Or Kivin Shenerag Toich Lamed Yoy. The Gemara learned from Acholok that you're a pot, that there's no Chiyuv Pidyon HaBen. Pregtasis, if it's really talking about where it died, Kivin Shenerag Toich Lamed Yoy, if it's really talking about where it died, where you'll never be able to find out if it's an FL, Mivduyo Miben Chodesh Nafko. That itself is possible that you will never Chiyuv. You don't need Ach. Amitzi Mechaber, right? The Pasuk says that only from when it's an FL. That's when. Only from when you know it's not an FL, that's when there's a chiyuv pidyon HaBen. So this child, they got killed halfway. So there's no way of knowing if it's an FL. So it's posha, there's no chiyuv pidyon HaBen. Why do I need a posik ach? Why do I need a posik ach to say there's no chiyuv pidyon HaBen? Should be posha. Hamaytzi mechaveh olavarai. So this thesis seems to take on now the tzad. Like we said, that by Pidyon HaBen, it's like the Mishnah Bechoris says, is a klal principle of Hamoitzi Mechaveh Olav Araya, that's the principle. And therefore, if I've got any doubt whether a child is viable or not, I've got any doubt whether this child was going to last the 30 days, there's no way any Kohen can claim from him the money. Right? So, that we know from Miben Chodesh Taf, Miben Chodesh. What was Pshat Miben Chodesh according to Rashi? If it's an FL, not Chai Pidyon HaBen. So we know that. If a child got killed within 30 days, since it might have been an FL. So there's no Chai Pidyon HaBen. That's the Kash of Tosis. So therefore, because of all these Kashas, Mufash HaBein HaTam, Shenitzav Hainu Shenase Trifo. Nitzav means it will become a Trifo. Now it's very, so 1 second, so it became a tree, for now that answers all the kashas. Number one, when does the Chiyuv Pidyon HaBen start? Day 30. And if it became a tree beforehand, the Chiddush. If it became a tree beforehand, there's no Chiyuv Pidyon HaBen. That's the Chiddush. So, but the Chiyuv starts only on day 30. So if the money got eaten up before day 30, he has to do it again, because the Chiyuv. Why are we using a Loshen Nitraf and not Nerag? If you did Pidyon HaBen before day 30 and the money was eaten up beforehand, you have to do it. You Pidyon HaBen. Now, if the money wasn't, so we say the money now will be Chal. The Chiyuv will be Chal on the money now. That is the Pidyon. The Pidyon is that I'm giving you the money for this child. So you don't really need to stand there and say the Shem Yichud. You gave the money now, there should be a chal in 30 days.
What is that? What
day? Day 5.
Right, so but there's no chiyuv then.
Right.
So what do you do?
So what is Pidyon HaBen? It's a chayiv. So I've given her the money. The child has no kedusha. Pidyon HaBen doesn't, it's not like Pidyon Maaseh Sheni where you're taking kedusha and you're taking away the kedusha and moving on to the koyt. Kids don't have any kedusha, even a bechoy doesn't have a kedusha. So it's just a tekes, you owe money to a koyt. So as long as you tell me this is the money I'm giving for Pidyon HaBen, so whenever Pidyon HaBen Chiyuv kicks in, if that money's there, that money's going to work. But if the money's not there, so I can't say this is the money that I'm giving for Pidyon HaBen because there is no money, it's gone.
But 9 out of 10, saying, yeah, I'll give you two on day 6, and just hold on to that.
Right.
And instant press on day 30, that I can fill my notes.
Yeah. You do these things. You're producing it. Has to be existing.
If it's received from the coin saying that I received,
doesn't help.
That wouldn't help.
You need the money to be there. So that makes sense because the chiyuv only starts at day 30. And there was no chiyuv before. Similarly, why are we using an ocean of mitraf and not nerag? Because the shayla is a sugya of treifa. A chiddush. They became a treifa. There's no chiyuv b'din aben. And now we understand the connection between a baby with two heads and treifa, because they're both treifas. That's what the kasha was. It should be no chiyuv b'din aben on a baby with two heads. To which the Gemara answers no, but here's a special because it's a kasha. The baby of two heads has a b'din aben. Why is it that baby who's a treifa has got no chiyuv b'din aben? That Tosfos doesn't tell us. That's in the Rishon and Shitta Mekubetzes explains it's not called a choshev a baby.
The definition of treifa is not going to live.
It's not going to live a year.
Year. From whenever, but it could be a college.
Yeah, sure. It can live up to a year.
So because it's not a, was it won't live a year, doesn't have a child.
Doesn't have a chashivas of a child. So it's definitely a baby. A person would have to sit shiva for it. But it's not, doesn't have a chashivas for b'nei ben, only a proper chosh of a child.
So liability really isn't the issue.
Yeah.
Viability only 30 days, not viability
right.
Past 30 days.
Okay, that's that. Yeah, very good. Okay, listen, Mietz Hashem, on Tuesday, we hope to finish Chazara. Should be finished there without any problem. So if you want to, if you finish Chazara before Tuesday, you can start the next sugya of Amar Ula. We won't be starting it in Shea until Thursday. So better for you to focus on Chazara. But if you do finish Chazara before Tuesday, then there is another sugya of Goyvim and Avodim. But this takes us for quite some time. They start the Gemara and it goes all the way till... we could somehow stop.
This is at the bottom. This is the
Amar Ula. Amar Ula is 7 or 8 and then.
Yeah, it's like 8.
Till do the third line of the Gemara Yud Beis Amud Aleph. It really goes further, but it's the third line then. Okay, so that's if you do have time, but I stress. If you have extra time and you want to do Chazara, noch besser, even better. Okay, so be well, everyone. Have a very good week.